Yep, the brain can take care of the near stuff, as long as you're not tailgating or doing reckless, you know, as long as you leave ample room. You know, the other thing I do is when I have to be, like, in a crowd of cars, I get all white-knuckled, because if anybody screws up, there's almost nothing you can do. So if I'm passing through a crowd, I can't wait to get past it and be on it. And once I'm out ahead of it, then I can relax and I can stay in that happy place forever. But if I come back up to another group, you know, all a little clustered up, you know, especially when the weather's foul, and it's like I'm just white-knuckled till I can get beyond that little cluster of cars, you know, and then I can relax. And so that's, you know, just I don't like traveling with the pack. It's just fatiguing, makes me white-knuckle.
Well, I'm 100% the same way. Or if you are, I hate it when somebody, or even like on the expressway, and they just pace you in your blind spot or right alongside you. They cannot stand that. You know, I will race ahead to get away. I want to have an opening if I have to maneuver. You know, I'm always thinking about that. So, like I said, I'm probably one of the few people out there who actually uses all my mirrors constantly. I'm constantly seeing my mirrors. And it saved me a couple times. One time I was stopped at a light, and I had me looking in my rearview mirror, and there was a guy coming at me that if I didn't take some action, he was going to cream me, and I probably wouldn't be here today. And I just jumped out through a red light the turnaround. People were going very slow, and I just jumped out into the intersection, causing them to stop, but gave enough room for the guy to get around me. And, you know, because I was aware. If I hadn't been looking, it would have been a whole different story.